Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borick here. Out west at Fraser Downs, they're going to be having the western portion of the National Driving Championship. A number of very talented individuals are going to be on hand for the right to represent the West at the finals. It'll be held in Prince Edward Island in just a short while. A gentleman who sees a lot of Fraser Downs racing is on the other end of my line. He is a track handicapper, Dan Jukic. Dan, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks very much, Norm.
Good to have you with us. We've got a fine collection of drivers. Let's start with Alberta. We've got Brandon Campbell. Here's a guy who had a career best in 2010 with $754,000 in purse earnings, and you know, he's beginning to gain a lot of popularity. I notice his mount, the number of his mounts are gaining year after year.
Yeah, and as soon as he arrived here with Alberta kind of suffering a little bit and not racing after the first of the year there for about 5 weeks, Brandon came out here and he's actually done very well. He's picked up. He's a very polished driver and he was winning quite a few races. So, you know, he's really looking forward to this. He'd like to go back to his hometown. Apparently the family had a plot of land right outside where the racetrack is, so he'd like nothing better than to go back and represent the West in the Nationals.
For sure. And then there's Jerry Hudon. Here's a guy with four $1 million seasons, lifetime wins of 2,385 and counting.
Yeah, what can you say about him? Just a very polished driver, and wherever he goes, always does well.
And then there's the legend, Keith Clark.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, $12 million seasons, five in a row in each of the last 5 years. I mean, how do you top that?
Exactly. He's just been so dominant in Alberta, and when he comes out here, he may not be the dominating force that Ed Hensley is, but he always gets his share of wins, that's for sure.
Let's go to your home province and the host of the western portion of the championships, BC. And, of course, a very familiar name, Jim Marino, has come close to the $1 million mark in purse earnings in the past few years. He, along with Dave P. Hudon, just not quite there, but certainly very successful drivers in their own right.
Yeah, and Jimmy was just mentioning the other day on another radio show that should he get to the Nationals and do well there, you know, it could launch a career for him. Who knows? He doesn't own as many as he used to. He's into the catch driving and driving a lot of horses. That's what he wants to do. And things go right. Well, you could see him back east soon.
You never know. He's certainly a capable enough driver. Mike Hennessy is a fairly new face on the scene. He's been driving for 9 years. Has a win percentage of 10% overall, which, you know, any handicapper will tell you that's not bad.
Transplanted Albertan, but we claim him as our own in here. He's been driving here all season. He's done very well. It was a battle right down for the third spot, right to the last weekend, and Michael held off Dave McKellar and Scott Knight to capture that third spot.
Those are two pretty popular names on the Fraser Downs circuit. Over to Manitoba, where obviously the guys there are at a bit of a disadvantage as far as having not as many race dates, obviously. But you've got Dallas McGee with a win percentage of 15%.
Yeah, certainly it's going to be interesting to see Dallas drive here. And, you know, when we went through the program, Dallas has got the morning line favorite on two of the eight, and he's got a second choice in one of the races and a third choice in another. So the backstretch banter was Dallas may have the better horses, but will he be ready to go? It's like spring training for him.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I imagine the drivers, you know, after being off for a while, do lose a bit of the edge, and they've got to get back into the rhythm and the flow. Glenn LeDrew of Saskatchewan, here's a guy with a 22% win percentage and 100% nice guy.
Yeah, it certainly is, and great to see him come out representing Saskatchewan here. All in all, it should be just a great Western Regional Driving Championship.
Well, let's do what you do best, and that is handicap races 2 through 9. Those are the races in the championship tournament. Let's look at race number 2, and we've got Jerry Hudon on Canico Knowlton. Looks to have a fairly decent shot here. It's got put up some great miles, even though, I mean, it's a $6,000 claimer, but some pretty good miles here. Went gate to wire back on the 22nd of January in a 9,000 claimer and won that one in 55-2.
Yeah, and he can come from just off it, too, because Solar Wind certainly will be out there with Mike Hennessy battling for the early supremacy. Kenickle Knowlton drawn the rail, had the 8-hole last time, gets a better draw on the post, is going to be doubly tough. But there could be a little battle for that front end in there between Kenickle Knowlton and Solar Winds.
Do you think Oblivious Boy might be the beneficiary of that?
Well, he's dropping down out of a couple of claiming series stakes finals. And he was claimed for $6,000, four starts back from the aforementioned Keith Clark. And Dallas McGee will get aboard for his first time for trainer Kelly Hort.
So your top choice here?
It's going to be Kenickle Knowlton. I'm going right to the rail.
All right. Let's take a look at race three. Keith Clark is on a fairly hot one. So is Jim Marino. It's a fairly interesting race. It's a 4,000 claimer brought to you by the Manitoba Standardbred Industry. Who do you like?
Well, I've headed to the three. Should be sleeping. Jimmy Marino gets aboard. A narrow loser last time. Nathan Taves to his inside with Keith Clark. A decent effort last time after suffering an interference break in the first quarter. But I just like the form I see on Should Be Sleeping a little bit better than Nathan Taves.
And you have to like the fact that Should Be Sleeping was pretty hard used in that last mile, yet still only got beat by a neck.
Just in the last jump.
Yeah, so you gotta like that. Race number four. What's your opinion of this one? We've got... $4,000
claimers,
yep.
And horses must have raced for $4,500 or less in their prior start. I'm going to a bit of a long shot in here. This is kind of a wide-open race for me. Ronnie Woo Woo has had a lot of prior good races, but he's not on form. The early line favorite is Red Star Governor from the rail, a narrow loser last time. There again, he gets Dallas McGee. I'm going to head to I'm a Pocket Picker. I know he's moving up in class a little bit in here. He's had a couple of good back-to-back efforts, second beaten three quarters with our leading driver Ed Hensley, and then Brandon Campbell got aboard him. He was beaten a half length, finishing third, and a four-time winner in 2010. I'm a Pocket Picker. I'm looking for him at 6-1 maybe to upset the apple cart with Jerry Hudon.
I got to tell you, you'd almost wish there was fixed odds wagering, because I can't see I'm a Pocket Picker going off at 6-1. There's nothing wrong with this form in the last two starts. He is an attractive choice.
Yeah, it certainly is. But it is a very competitive race, and I guess it should be noted that the way they drew these races, none of the drivers who train their own can drive their own horses.
Okay.
And each of the drivers will get one of the eight post positions throughout the card. So you just by luck of the draw, you're going to end up with a one-hole, a two-hole, a three-hole, all the way through to the eight. So
you can't be any more fair than that. In race five, this one was a tough one for me to maybe feel out. You know, there's a couple of horses that are coming off of wins, but they got terrible spots in the gate. What do you like in this claiming pace?
Well, Modern Man, and it is a grab bag, as you mentioned, comes out of the Spartacus claiming series. He drops back down in here for $4,500. That's a huge class drop. That was for $9,000 claimers, the Spartacus series. He had a bad post last time with a six-hole. Keith Clark is the trainer, and Dallas McGee will be aboard. And I'm going to say those black, orange, and white driving colors will get in the winner's enclosure in race number five.
All right, moving on here. Race six. We've got... Michael Hennessy on Laughs Last, kind of caught my eye a little bit there. Been down before. Here's one that comes off a couple of good starts.
Yeah, I'm going to head to the five, Been Down Before, with our own Dave Hudon driving for the JJJ Stables. Comes off a judge's scratched effort. Had the seven-hole in her last two starts. Had a third-place effort in both of those. Draws better today, and I think it's Been Down Before in race number six, and that does start off our $15,000 guaranteed win four on the day, too.
Beautiful. Now, you're not concerned about being a little short with the gap in schedule?
No, I don't think so. Ed Hensley down as the trainer. He'll have his charge ready to go.
All right, let's take a look at the seventh race. This one's put on. This is great. I love the way you've incorporated all the different Western provinces in the program. Seventh race, for example, is sponsored by the Saskatchewan Standardbred Horsemen's Association. Phillies and Mares on the Pace. What's your take on it?
I'm going to head, unfortunately, to the seven, Miss Prom. A poor post here from Michael Hennessy. Does have some good gate speed, can get off the gate very quickly, and I think this horse may be able to go gate to wire even from the seven hole.
Well, does show some ability in that regard. So, yeah, I wouldn't argue too much with that, and it is a bit of a wide-open race. Two more to go here as we take a look at the western portion of the National Driving Championships. We've got a $6,000 claiming pace. Wild Thing caught my eye here.
Yeah, that's where I've headed to with Brandon Campbell aboard. Brandon's been driving this horse while here, stationed in B.C., for trainer Ken Dorman. Winless this season, but does have two runner-ups in the third-place effort. Last effort, second beaten a neck to Ali Scat, who scampered up the passing lane, which we do have now here at Fraser Downs. And I think Wild Thing gets the job done for Brandon Campbell and earns him 15 points on the afternoon.
Yeah, this is on a point system for those who aren't aware. The ninth and final portion of the Driving Championship, another $6,000 claiming event. Mock on the Wild side seems to like the slop.
Well, he's not going to get slop tomorrow, that's for sure. Glenn LeDrew will drive for trainer Randy Rutledge. It's clear and cold here right now. We're talking with the windshield down to about minus 10. Could be record-setting low temperatures. Anyways, tomorrow it may warm up to about minus 5 during race time. The track's going to be hard and fast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to head to the 8, Kamloops Bay. Maybe a bit of a lazy pick in here. This horse has been very close in his last four starts, 2 seconds and two-thirds. And I think with a bit of a trip today, even though he does have the outside 8-hole for Michael Hennessy, Kamloops Bay to close out the driving championship. And, you know, it could come down right to this last race because it is a very wide-open card for some of these drivers.
And very talented drivers. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you sort of figured out who of the drivers is going to end up on top when the dust settles?
No, I haven't. And backstretch banter between some of the BC boys was that it was going to be Dallas McGee and Michael Hennessy. Michael's got some live drives. He's got a couple of poor posts he has to deal with, though. Dallas McGee's drawn quite favorably, so all in all. And it's not that you need to finish first. Don't forget we take the top two. So if you're gathering seconds and thirds all the way along the card, that could be enough to get you in the second spot and head you off to PEI.
We are going to be watching the action with great interest this weekend, the western portion of the National Driving Championship. I want to thank you so much for joining us on Trot Radio, Dan Jukic, the handicapper at Fraser Downs.
Norm, thank you very much, and make sure you're watching Fraser on Saturday, February 26th. Should be a great spectacle for all.